I think Justin's. Do your folks live in Wetumpka still?
They do. Yeah.
There you go. Boom. Let's make it happen.
So anytime, let me know.
Thank you, Justin.
All right. Thanks.
More news and views from 9 till noon. We come back. Actually, let's introduce another one of our panel members here. Jonathan Strange with XI Repair is in the studio.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Kevin Mirnan.
Pretty good. And I forgot to bring this up. But y'all want to see my poison ivy rash?
No. What were you doing to
somebody
that bush?
Somebody got the monkey pox.
I was cutting it back. It got mad at me.
Yeah?
Yeah, no. It's like, that's why I'm wearing long sleeves.
Show them your monkey pox.
All right. There it is.
Now, does that look like the picture off CNN that says monkeypox?
A little suspicious.
Yes. I'm not sure. Never mind. I'm going to get us all fired. Hold on.
No, I got something on that I saw on Twitter. It was a guy complaining that I'm usually straight.
Usually?
Most of the time. Most of my life I'm straight. Occasionally.
Mostly peaceful.
I'll go in. Occasionally, I'll go in for some guy-on-guy action. And now I got to tell my whole family because I got the monkeypox. My mom's asking me all these questions. And I'm like,
experiment what? One time in college.
Yeah, right.
Now
we got mostly peaceful. We got mostly straight now. It's like, what in the world is going on?
Do your mom a favor. Lie to her.
Yeah. Well, at least we got good football, right?
Yeah, road time.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This War is Eagle. WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A state of emergency declared by Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear in response to the deadly flash flooding in eastern Kentucky. The death toll there has now risen to at least 12, and President Biden has declared a federal disaster in the affected area. Some nearby parts of Virginia and West Virginia have also been hit by flooding, and floodwaters out west in parts of Arizona and Nevada. Republicans blasting Democrat plans to spend hundreds of billions of dollars more while hiking business taxes amid a shrinking economy and raging inflation. The Commerce Department inflation gauge, it's watched closely by the Fed, jumped 6.8% in June from 1 year earlier. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 171 points. More details at SRNnews.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The excessive heat continues, but the rain odds are a little bit better today. Still, though, a lot of towns will stay dry. Hot and humid with a high around 95, heat index maybe as high as 105, scattered random showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, fading out tonight, kind of steamy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, not much change, same thing Sunday, high in the middle 90s both days, more scattered random storms tomorrow, but only isolated storms on Sunday, and more triple-digit heat indices as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant.
and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No. An alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct. Again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Folks, we need to go to Ray Bowles here. Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Sailor's in the car with me today, so she's going to do that.
Hello, Sailor.
Hello. Well, I wanted to tell you that if you want the best flooring, then come on down to Prattville Carpet or call them at 285-8117. And if you don't believe me, I have a friend, Maddie, right beside me. What do you think, Maddie?
Mom, Dad, I'm on the radio.
Focus, Maddie. Focus.
Prattville Carpet for all your flooring needs.
Wow.
Sound like a professional.
That was one of the better commercials you guys have done in a while.
Wow.
Yeah, we are actually headed south to go buy some of those lottery tickets.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah, the Sailor's already planned out what she's going to do with $1 billion. I'm not sure what we're going to do with it.
I know the first thing you're going to do is pay taxes.
I did read an article that if you win in Alabama, you don't pay state taxes on that money.
If I win in Alabama, I instantly become a resident of a state that does not have to pay state taxes. Instantly.
That's Alabama. We're one of the 14 states that you don't pay taxes on lottery winnings.
Interesting.
Well, it would be immoral to make money off that.
I got
that.
A feeling, my luck, I would win. And new law
they
in
call
Alabama
it special
today.
Session.
Yes, exactly.
A retroactive special session.
What I'm scared of is winning. Being so excited, having a heart attack, dying, and you get to the pearly gates and they read that the rich man can't enter into the gold
right.
gates. That'd be about my luck.
Yeah.
I would be the type of person to win the lottery and then lose the ticket.
Yeah,
been there too.
Well, and there's another big drawing coming up, that $500 gift card courtesy of Prattville Carpet, right?
That's right, a week from today. 1 week from today. So if y'all have a few minutes, go to the website, click on that top icon, go ahead and put your name in, because this time next week we'll be drawing a winner.
There you go. So, folks, y'all check out Prattville Carpet today. You can always go to PrattvilleCarpet.com. That's where you can sign up for that $500 gift card drawing. Or just call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117. Appreciate y'all's time. Y'all drive safe.
Hey, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
More news and views after this quick disclaimer, because we're known to say crap.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at me. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
That tape existed before that man became president. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Vader is here.
Hello, Joey.
Brian Dawson is right across from me.
Bueno.
And Jonathan Strange of XI Repair is also here.
Morning, Joey.
Hello. And we have Randall on the phone.
Yes, we do.
So I want to go to Randall. Hello, Randall.
Hello, fellas. Good morning.
How you doing?
How y'all?
I'm doing all right. Well.
Howdy.
Well, my question is for Jonathan. Jonathan, it ain't a question. I need your help, brother.
Okay, what can we do for you?
It's with the insurance company. I know it ain't to do with y'all. That's why I had to come to you. I was going to see if I could get a meeting with you or whatever. It's deal with the liquid screen. It broke on me, and I need to figure out. It's not done, but I don't know. I just need help with the insurance company getting the claim where I can get it fixed. Or I need to get it fixed and then see how to get the claim done.
Okay. Well, I can try to get your number maybe from Eddie.
Yeah, I got the number.
And I give you a call once I get off the show.
As long as you got a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do stuff for free.
Perfect. Because it ain't Johnson's place. That's why I can't go to the store. It ain't on him about the insurance that's on me, and I don't know how to deal with them. Hmm. And I ain't had no luck with them, so I need the power of the man.
Well, there you go.
You got it, my man. We'll help you out.
There's nothing he can't do.
All right.
Thank you, Randall. Take care, brother.
272-9228. So, Jonathan, you caught wind of this same thing I mentioned in passing at the beginning of the show, that Wikipedia, all of a sudden, as we entered two consecutive quarters of contraction of a shrinking economy, we have a shrinkage problem here for the United States economy, and it's not pretty. And yet other people are trying to spin it, saying, no, it's not shrinking, or it is shrinking, but that's not a problem. I mean, that's just how this happens. The COVID and the supply shocks and the war and stuff. But in real time, they change this up, and it was a pretty drastic thing. How does this work there?
So I believe there's community members on Wikipedia that can just go in and make edits. And so I believe that's probably what happened. Enough people went on and made edits, and clearly it hasn't changed. So, you know, for so long we defined, a recession as, or at least I have, and most economic experts would say that it's two quarters of negative growth.
Yep.
And it's so funny that during Trump's term, they were saying, trying to figure out a way to make it raise the bar a little bit, mm-hmm. so that they can make it seem like a recession. And now we have Biden in office, and now it seems like they're trying to
lower the bar,
exactly, yeah. to cheat the system.
Well, and it's not just that the definition was changed on Wikipedia of recession. Then the page after that definition was changed was locked. Really? Where no more edits. Yeah, it's now protected. Where no more edits can be made. It says protected to prevent vandalism.
So the Office of Disinformation that, running that page now?
I will say that may be because I'm sure they have some kind of security protocol set up to where it doesn't automatically just... Because think about it. People can go on there, and if they get angry at a business, yep. Spam, change Apple's name to, buttocks or whatever they want to change it to. Yep. So that's probably what happened. But still, it's ridiculous.
Did you just say buttocks?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the most random thing that...
That was random.
That was random.
I pronounce it buttocks, by the way.
Buttocks.
Well, if you want random, guys, I ran across this video yesterday, and I think we should all watch it together. Matt Walsh of Daily Wire fame, he shared this. And it's a new project for the future of humanity.
Does it have anything to do with the World Economic Forum?
It might. I don't know for a fact. I only saw the beginning, and I stopped. I'm like, I have to watch this with the fellas.
The fellas.
I always love whenever I see a man that has women's studies scholar in his Twitter bio.
Well, I've actually got that on my business card.
There's so many people that have that, and they're not even married or don't have a girlfriend. It's like, man.
That's right. They're the real real scholar.
I trolled the Auburn women's studies folks a few times. It was fun.
I'd go in there and be a theocratic fascist.
Right. I'm thinking about entering all's contest for a women's studies paper here on the campus, and I've recently been reading Simone de Beauvoir
And I really like her idea of authenticity and bad faith and all this stuff. So can I enter that? Oh, sure, you can. You can. Like, yeah.
Legitimate question. Is there male studies? Is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing.
It's just studies.
We got all that figured out.
Yeah.
They are the evil patriarchy, and they must be taken down, John.
Right. It's called history, that great man theory. Why do they emphasize the his in that story? So
herstory is coming.
Goodness gracious. But let's watch this together, gentlemen. A plan for the future and how to arrange us in cities.
For too long, humanity has existed within dysfunctional and polluted cities that ignore nature. Now, a revolution in civilization is taking place. Imagine a traditional city and consolidating its footprint, designing to protect and enhance nature. The line will be home to 9 million residents and will be built with a footprint of just 34 square kilometers.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there. And this is obviously, it looks like they're using China or parts of Asia as the map there.
Well, isn't this
they can start there and test.
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I think.
Is this the project in Saudi Arabia that they're building?
I don't know.
It's like that mirror skyscraper in the desert.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
It looks like it.
Well, essentially, folks, it looked like a sprawling city, and then it like all got consolidated down, and it's like one big, it's like two walls. Ooh, two walls. Oh, I like that.
Oh, no.
Like two huge walls where the cities are compacted in there, it looks like.
If it looks like a wall or gets called a wall, the project might get canceled. Yeah, right. So.
Trump's like, oh, man, I don't know. I want to hate this, but.
No, but this is interesting.
And we are designing it to provide a healthier, more sustainable quality of life.
Yeah.
The Lions communities are organized in three dimensions. Residents have access to all their daily needs within five-minute walk neighborhoods. And the line's infrastructure makes it possible to travel end-to-end in 20 minutes with no need for cars, resulting in zero carbon emissions. By leveraging AI technology, services are autonomous, saving you time and effort. Designed by world-leading architects, the line is 500 meters tall, 200 meters wide, 170 kilometers long, and housed within an elegant mirror glass facade. Intelligent solutions create efficiency and year-round temperate microclimate with natural ventilation. Energy and water supplies are 100% renewable. The line is designed as a series of unique communities, offering a wealth of amenities.
Oh, equitable views. I paused it right on that part. I don't know. I see that in my mind. I'm of a split brain here. I'm like, okay, that's really cool. But then I'm like, I've seen plenty of science fiction. And it's like, this seems like the beginning of one of those dystopian movies.
Yeah, no. Have you read the book, The Giver?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so like...
It did kind of look like that.
That's what it looks like. Like, that's what it is. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's a dystopian novel. I mean, The Giver is a dystopian book. So, I mean, I don't know. To me, the walls and everything, it kind of brings me back like to like biblical, like, you know, Old Testament cities, like how they had walls and people lived within the walls.
Sure.
But like on a whole different level. I don't know.
You know, and fully automated might be very convenient, but what if you don't like the automation? I guess you don't live there.
But the views are equitable.
Well, that, and I think the part they didn't cover there is when they talked about how your dwelling would be. If it's, what did they say, 170 kilometers, they're trying to make a city out of that. I don't know if you've ever been to Dhaka or any of these massively large cities like Seoul. Good luck. Your home's going to be the size of this room, basically. Like, there's no way that
and you're
works.
You're going to like it.
Yeah. There's no way that works unless you're living in this one-bedroom house.
Yeah, Elon Musk the other day on Twitter shared this this graphic map of population density. And I did not realize, like, we got it made here in Alabama.
We're spread out.
Yeah, we're like plenty of room. But a place like Indonesia... Yes. Like, that whole area in Southeast Asia is crazy how many people are packed into just a few of those islands.
Like Seoul. Go to Seoul. When we were last time we were there, even though we were in buses going down the street, it's so crowded you would have motorcycles that took the sidewalk like it was an extra lane. You'd have, and it was not uncommon, especially downtown Seoul, you'd look over and there'd be a car. just making its way slowly down the sidewalk. It's just so, and everything is, there's no spreading out. Everything is straight up or straight down. Yep. You don't see like a ranch style house. It, you see, like you said, one bedroom, 800 square
feet. Even New York City. Have you guys been to New York City?
Not since I was like
last
14.
Time I was there, it smelled of urine.
Yeah, well, and no, nothing's changed. And so I went in July. I guess it was been 7 or 8 years ago now. I went to the Talkers convention up there and hung out with Sean Hannity. Alan Combs did a photo bomb of my picture. It was pretty cool.
Hannity and Combs. Yeah. I haven't thought of that in a
long time.
So it was fun, but the biggest thing is, like, I was really, you know, not excited to go there because it's New York City, but, like, wow, this will be different. And it was. Yeah. It lived up to different. But the one thing that I remember more than anything wasn't how cool the towers were, or how, you know, the subways. And, you know, I grew up watching, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and all that. But
sure.
It was that they don't have, like, a normal trash system because the buildings are tall. Like, you and me, we go put our trash in a bucket and we roll it to the road.
Yeah.
And they pick it up. Well, that's not how things work when the place where people live is, like, 1,000 million, 1,000 feet in the sky.
Right.
And there's only one place to pick up trash. So all the trash just piles up, but like, either in the alleys or on the sidewalks out front. And so there's all these storefronts and restaurants and everything like that. And they just put their trash on the sidewalk. And while it doesn't get as hot in New York as it does in Alabama, it's not much different.
Right.
And so when you're walking around in July, like, trying to take in the views, all you can take in is the smell of hot trash.
Yep. Ooh, and you get things like rat populations,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure. I think I saw Splinter.
Right, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Now, I noticed rats when I was in D.C. It was like first time I'd noticed them, you know, with like adult eyes. I'm like, okay, that's a massive animal right there.
That's a funny story. Me and Sarai were in D.C. a couple months ago. We were out late after eating dinner and just walking around, and we were with some friends from up there, and they live in D.C. Obviously, we're not used to the rats, mm-hmm. and we go past an alley, and I just see, like, it looks like the trash can's practically moving, like a big commercial trash can, and we're like, is there, like, a guy over there? Like, do we need...
Is that homeless guy?
He's like, no, just wait, watch. And no kidding, we stood there for a few minutes, and it stopped rattling, and then you just saw these massive rats.
Yeah, like the size huge. Of dogs.
Yeah. It looked like a dog. He's not exaggerating. Yeah. Just go out.
Yeah, I saw a dead one underneath. Like, they have those sewer covers that you have, walk through some of the alleys, like in Georgetown and stuff. And they're open holes. You can see down. Okay, that's a massive dog-sized rat.
Yeah.
Right there. And I know they're having massive problems with this. Of all people, Dr. Drew's been warning about it on his stupid little podcast about L.A., that with the homeless population
they
have.
It's an open campsite.
Well, no, he's really genuinely worried about plague coming back and these sorts of diseases.
Look at the miles and miles of campsites. Right. And they're right along the interstate. You tell me where there's a bathroom.
Right.
That's the thing, is, like, everyone thinks that, like, all of our health is, like, you know, because we have vaccines and all this other stuff now. It's not. It's because we have plumbing.
Plumbing. Thank you very much.
It really is. Like, all this, like, at the same time vaccines got introduced, it was the exact same time that, like, indoor plumbing and all this other sanitary stuff came. So, you know, maybe vaccines helped, maybe they didn't. However, the one thing that just gets forgotten about, because we like to worship the medical industry, is that we did start to get indoor plumbing and all this other
running
stuff.
Running water, baby.
Yeah, running water, indoor plumbing, waste systems. And sanitary living conditions, yes.
When I look at something like this project, The Line, where everybody's packed in and it's all going to be sustainable, renewable, you can get from end to end in 20 minutes, but no need for a car, zero emissions, other stuff, I'm like, great. But how much do you have to give up to live in something like that?
Well, I got
to
like my neighbor, whether I want to or not.
Yeah, well, and the answer is everything. If you don't like it, they'll shoot you in the head. Guaranteed, that's how this is going to go. I'm not kidding. That's exactly what's going to be like, oh, do you want to come and live in the thing with the blah, 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 and they'll show the video, and they're like, well, I don't like that.
All right, we got a new opening.
All right, yep.
Or it's like Brave New World, where you can go live with the savages and read your Shakespeare and your Bible if you like. But in here, we've got feelies. Everybody's got their place in society.
Like the TV will be watching you.
Yeah. Right. I like having the space that I have. I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
You've worked hard to get that.
Probably not
going to
get a lot of people from Titus to move into the thing.
I really don't think you're going to.
I don't know. When I saw that, I'm like, I have to use this for the Friday panel. Because I'm like, initially, I like cool stuff, but that seems a little much. I wouldn't want to live in that.
Well, there's even neighborhoods here in town that are specifically built tight neighborhoods like that. I sell a lot of houses, and me personally, they're not for me. I don't like
one tiny little, like old people neighborhood.
That's
all
great. But some of them are not old people neighborhood, Joey. Like, if you were going, like, an apartment community.
What 20-something, like, commune is being set up as a garden home community? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Not 20-something, but young professionals in the Pike Road area.
See, I didn't want to live in the dorm when I went to Auburn. I didn't want to live on campus. I didn't want to live on top of somebody hearing that. Like, and it's not
what
me.
What would make that noise, Joey?
Huh?
What would make that noise?
You I don't know.
The neighbor?
I mean, bad bed frames. Bad, rickety, lack of WD-40 or something like that. Anyway, Jonathan, tell us about XI Repair.
Oh, that was an intro.
Love that segue.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, this month I know we're selling phones like crazy because kids are going back to school. We've had a lot of parents that come and just get, you know, like we sell iPhone 8s for $199. Pretty hard to get an iPhone for that low nowadays. And we'll throw them on our $25 a month Verizon prepaid plan. So it's way cheaper. Even a lot of parents that already have a, you know, a cellular plan for their kids or for themselves, they prefer to go with ours for their kids just because it's so much more affordable.
Heck yeah.
We even have some parents that just want a plan that's calling and texting only.
Right.
So they don't have to worry about, you know, kid going and doing this, that, or another, you know, constantly on their phone. So if you're looking for an iPhone, we've got iPhone 8s, like I said, $199, iPhone XRs, $299, 11s are $430, and we got some new iPads in the house, like iPad Pro 11 is $539 with us, and I know that one retail when it came out almost $1,000, so those are all brand new sealed for the iPads, so if you're looking in the market for a new device, definitely swing by. Or if you need yours repaired or fixed, we can help you out there, too.
And the number I always give out is 777-1234.
That's it, 777-1234.
Or you can go to xirepair.com. You'll check them out today. That's XI Repair. Jonathan Strange, the man himself who got this going. Great business, and they really will help you out. They've helped out so many of our listeners.
I love it when customers ask for a business card after they drop something off or just so they can have it to, you know, save in their phone. And and sometimes we'll say, hey, you know, our number's 777-1234 in case you need anything. And they kind of look at us funny and like, haha. It's like, what's the real number? They're like, no, really. It's like 777-1234. And occasionally my sales team will have like an argument up front, and they have to like actually show the customer, like,
for real?
No, call. Like, I promise it's actually this number.
I love that.
Well, I do like that. Same combination on my luggage. Now, before we go out, I wanted to share with you gentlemen, a little Spaceballs reference there. Eddie and I were reminded of this earlier in the week. We'll just go out with this.
Right.
Do you remember Al Gore writing a poem about climate change? Y'all seen this at all?
No,
you've never seen this.
And I feel like there's a reason.
You're going to love it.
Well, this is fantastic. He's interviewed about it, and then he reads the poem. So we'll go out to Albert Gore and his poem about the climate changing.
Then September soon, a floating continent disappears in midnight sun. Vapors rise as fever settles on an acid sea. Neptune's bones dissolve. Snow glides from the mountain. Ice fathers floods for a season. A hard rain comes quickly. Then dirt is parched. Kindling is placed in the forest for the lightning celebration. Unknown creatures take their leave unmourned. Horsemen ready their stirrups. Passion seeks heroes and friends. The bell of the city on the hill is rung. The shepherd cries, the hour of choosing has arrived. Here are your tools.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for.
the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program, well, brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. So, men, you need to listen up. If you've been feeling tired, run down, sluggish, just don't feel like you used to. Maybe you do have fresh memories of, hey, I could go all day, all night, I was fine. And now you're passing out in the middle of the day right after eating lunch or something. Like, this isn't good. Maybe you're going to the gym every day, but you're losing muscle mass. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, the problem could be low T, could be low testosterone. So what you need to do to figure out what's going on with you is go to Montgomery Men's Health. You can always call them at 440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com, or you can just stop by, and for only $99 in about an hour, you can know your testosterone numbers. And if the problem is low T, well, they have treatments that can truly change your life. Most men, after low T treatments, experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, and you might even notice an increased libido.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Please never do that again, Brian. Again, that number for Montgomery Men's Health, 440-3663, 440-3663. Or again, go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. Well, we're getting a few calls rolling in here, so let's go to Eric the Dog. Hello, Eric.
Hola.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, if we're going to start playing poetry on this show, I think we need to quote the great Ginger Billy.
The what?
The great Ginger Billy.
Is this something from that Portal to Hell?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I sent it to you last night.
Yeah, it's
you're going to love it.
It is a good poem, but I don't know if it's news.
You only have to edit like one word.
Yeah.
And probably not even that.
I don't have time to edit on the fly.
He kind of reminds me, honestly, I could see a little Brian in this guy.
Yeah?
That's kind of what it reminded me, too.
He must be a handsome fella.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And the way he looks in shorts kind of reminds me a little bit of Joey.
Yeah. Oh, Ginger Billy. Oh, yeah, I've seen this fella. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know if I can play this one.
I'm telling you, listen to it in a break, because the only thing I think is questionable is like the very first line or two. He doesn't cuss or anything at all during this one, I don't think.
No, TikTok really is a portal to hell, but it also is very entertaining, and there's some wholesome stuff you find on there.
Yeah, I love the
occasionally.
Also, that guy, you need to find that guy where he's wearing his one piece, trying out his new bike suit. Hilarious. This is my bike. Look at his bike.
Well, I love this one series. Have you seen it? The Black History Month Ore. It's a young, beautiful black woman going around grocery stores, just man-on-the-street interviews, asking people, if you had to choose, which would you choose? I don't know if y'all have heard. Here, we'll give an example. I'm not making this up. Let's see here. Yeah, this is it. And let's listen into this.
You pulled that up.
Strip clubs or Black History Month?
Strip club.
Why?
I'm
me, and I love to see the booty shake in front of me.
What about black people?
Oh, I love black people, but I love to see booty, too.
It's, I mean, it's solid ironclad logic right there. Actually,
I mean, you can incorporate a couple of those together.
Right. Oh, yeah. You can.
Who says they can't be one the same?
And why is it going to be 1 month? Like, what's the deal? Just teach history, man. Anyway.
Well, I mean, you know. But, hey, you know, and it's wrong to say strip club. I mean, why does it have to be, why do we have to reconcile it to a classroom? Why can't it be anywhere? Why can't you integrate those things? I mean, you got roller skates, you got, you know, electronic devices that you can carry with you. You have.
Are you drinking again? Are you drinking again?
Did I stop?
Yeah, I didn't really stop.
That's the important question.
Yeah.
You do a lot of interviewing, but not so many, like when you get down on my spectrum, you have to change up your questions because, you know, I can throw some loops in there.
Indeed.
All right, guys. Love the Friday show.
Appreciate you, man. Let's go to Ritz. Hey, Ritz, how you doing?
Howdy, gentlemen.
Howdy.
You know, it's ironic that you had that advertisement right after you played that Al Gore bit for testosterone therapy.
Yeah.
Man, you're talking about a beta male.
Neptune's bones dissolve.
Yeah. I was waiting, while he was reading that poem, I was waiting on him to hear him burst into flames while he was reading it. You do not realize that Al Gore is the reason we now have climate change. Do you recall that?
No, refresh my memory.
Well, it used to be, initially it was called global warming.
Right, right.
And then Al Gore had this big convention up in Boston or somewhere up there in the Northeast, and it was snowed out by a record blizzard, and everybody made so much fun of them that they changed it shortly thereafter. They changed it from global warming to climate change, so Al Gore wouldn't be embarrassed anymore.
These jokers. Thank God that guy never became president.
Oh, it's been so much better since then, Joe.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's almost like our choices are kind of just rigged. Anyway,
have you ever seen anybody that's just not—he's so uncomfortable in his skin. He's just awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, just—he needs to come out or something. He needs to get with old what's her name, Jennings, Caitlin Jennings, because he's just. He's just not comfortable being a male.
Wait, Bruce.
Wait, hold on.
Bruce Jenner.
No, I was going to say, did Peter Jennings transition too?
They become one.
His name is Bruce, and he has male plumbing.
They call me Bruce.
Loose Bruce.
Loose Bruce.
Okay.
All right, that's all the trash I got for today.
Appreciate it, Howard Hughes. Thank you, sir.
See you, Rich.
Didn't Howard Hughes, like, keep jars of urine or
in
something?
Feces,
he went nuts, right?
Yeah, he didn't want nobody to get his stuff.
Yeah.
But we do the same for our president.
The curse of genius. This is why you have that?
No, I just go in the yard.
Oh, okay.
If you want to come dig it up, help yourself.
Titus.
Yeah, Titus,
baby. You see how Jonathan's looking at you right now?
Jonathan, I don't know if that's on TikTok, but we can make $150,000 a year selling our poop.
On TikTok.
No, there was a TikTok that showed the application and all. That there's a medical study group that they're looking for males. They want to study our poop.
Interesting. You know, I'm really concerned about the TikTok thing. Did anybody else see Joe Rogan's deal?
Yes.
Yes. So I went through and read, not all of it, because it's super long.
I
went through the portions that I thought would be important. And to me, the biggest one was like the IP address. Because a lot of places, that's not in your terms of service. And the fact that they can essentially, like, let's say even maybe a senator like Ted Cruz is not using TikTok, but maybe like his daughter or somebody is. Well, they could essentially find out where he lives. So if you have the database of all the users, you can essentially just go to a database and search Ted Cruz and find where his house is, or you or anybody that's actually using it. And that could have some serious implications in the future.
Now, wasn't part of it keeps keystroke data across all apps or something like that?
Yeah, all your apps, and it can turn your mic on anytime.
Well, I don't think he understands how some of that worked. Like with the microphone, TikTok, as far as I understand, unless there's a bug, can't access your microphone unless it's open. The application is open. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
So if I'm on it,
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Precisely. It can be open.
Yeah. And the worry, I think, for everyone is the Big Brother thing. Like, so my phone is sitting in front of me right now, and it's listening. And it is listening.
Oh, no.
Right? It may not be TikTok listening. Somebody's listening. Right. And they got to the point the other day, and I realized I'm a bit off beat here. I was thinking about getting a teleprompter for my studio. I have not said a word, okay, to anybody. I was thinking about a teleprompter. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a teleprompter ad on Facebook, okay? I promise you, this is not me making anything up. I was thinking about a teleprompter, and like 2 minutes later, I'm scrolling, and there's an ad for a freaking teleprompter in my feed.
You got the vaccine, didn't you?
I did not.
Are you sure they didn't sneak one in on you?
Yeah, well.
That's part of the...
This here's your tetanus shot. Right. Just kidding. Ah, I got him.
That's exactly so right.
I just went to my Facebook timeline. The first ad that pops up for me is... speakers. Like sound system. Like speakers. Yeah. Oh. And there's some Goodfellas stuff.
Different Facebook things.
And then, what the heck is Sunshine Town Book Nook?
It's a nerd convention that's looking for more nerds.
Good God. I'm not going to build a dollhouse because I like reading.
Why? Other nerds do.
All the dudes are doing it. The nerds are doing it.
Oh, good God.
Hop on the nerd wagon.
All the nerds.
The world's gone nuts. Nerds. It really just has gone nuts. Like, I can't make sense of much of anything anymore. In fact, this man was right. He was correct. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Book your summer getaway to Washington, D.C. today, and you can take advantage of Montgomery Regional Airport's buy one, get one BOGO offer. Experience the D.C. area with a steep discount, a free plane ticket, and free parking at MGM. Simply purchase tickets with American Airlines online at AA.com from MGM to Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. Then, submit your proof of purchase to promotions at flymgm.com. Promotion valid on round-trip travel from MGM to DCA through July 31st, 2022. For official rules and details, visit flymgm.com/summerdeals.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry right here on Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. I want to talk about something a little bit boring today. We're talking about appraisals. We normally charge $100 for a full appraisal for your insurance, but for Blue Water, we have a special called a shorty where we'll do appraisals for you. It's a short appraisal for $20 for your first 10 appraisals, $10 for the next additional appraisals. It's a terrific way to catalog all the items you have and make sure you're not losing your mind later on, and a great way for estate planning. Thank you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. The excessive heat continues, but the rain odds are a little bit better today. Still, though, a lot of towns will stay dry. Hot and humid with a high around 95, heat index maybe as high as 105, scattered random showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight, kind of steamy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, not much change, same thing Sunday, high in the middle 90s both days. More scattered random storms tomorrow, but only isolated storms on Sunday. And more triple-digit heat indices as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Biden asked President Xi
on the origins of COVID, the two presidents did discuss the health security, and transparency is key part of that. As we have repeatedly said, the PRC is not living up to scientific and public health norms for data and information sharing. We have said this before, so that is nothing new. And we are the international community, we've said this needs more data, they need more information to make clear the determination on the origins of the pandemic. We continue to work with our partners around the world to press China to fully...
Shut up, silly woman!
Thank you.
So, welcome back.
What's crazy about that, so I remember, and this is back in like March 2020, we're talking early, okay? Early. Epic Times, who's fantastic, okay? And they have ties to China, like they're basically, I think the guy that started Epic Times basically like escaped from communist China, and then
what is it, Fulon, Fulon something, it's some... Yeah.
And his whole mission is to basically, you know, stop the spread of communism in America, because he's seen what it did to China and so on. And there's like videos of their printing presses in China being like destroyed and set on fire and everything. So these guys are freedom fighters.
Fulon Gong.
Yes. And so they do this huge, incredible, investigative deep dive on the origins of COVID. I'm talking way early, when everyone believed it was from a bat in a wet market, right? The bat. And so they did this huge thing, and it was, I mean, crystal clear. They had all the evidence, all the receipts. I mean, they sat down and did interviews with, you know, probably had to put people in hiding afterwards.
Sure.
That this came from a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China. A bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where this thing came from. Whether it was intentionally leaked maliciously or it was accidental, you know, doesn't much matter.
Well, and,
thank you.
And then I heard this again today on the Daily Detail that 1819 News puts out. And I'm glad they just went back to this. Andrea Tice went back to this. But we played it about a month ago when it came out. Jeffrey Sachs, a great professor and biologist there at Columbia. So, and he was an editor for The Lancet, one of the most top medical journals in the world. So this isn't some like random guy who disagrees. Like he was been in the thick of the established medical consensus. He said about a month ago, after I looked at this for a few years, this definitely came from a bio lab.
Yeah.
He didn't use weapons. He didn't go that far. But I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So they did the huge study. They showed that. Everyone said, you know, Epic Times is just a crazy Trump wing, you know, publication, blah, blah, blah. I mean, even conservatives were like, I don't know. I mean, they're saying it was a bat, and they're saying it was from a wet market, and a guy ate a bat from a wet market.
Well, the bat ate the pangolin.
Yes.
And then the person ate the bat. No, the bat.
Was that Ozzy?
No.
That's Ozzy that did that.
No.
No?
No.
So, but the point being, and especially as we're starting to pursue some investigative stories at 1819 News, dude, the truth is actually really crazy. The lies are really believable, right? So, like, the lies that they tell, the narrative that is foisted upon us, as a guy said, like a sweater on a poodle, right? Very uncomfortably. The lies that are foisted upon us, those are actually really believable, and there's no consequences for believing the narrative that you'll feel. But when you have the truth put in front of you, and you see that it's true, and you know in your heart and your gut that it's true, there's usually, well, if that's true, that means I have to do something. It was definitely a bat in a wet market.
Yeah.
Right? So.
No, and how this has been, okay, the Chinese covering it up, I get it, why they would do that. But the West, for so long, establishment media and establishment science, so to speak, the fact that they cover this up. You remember the Dr. Fauci emails where he's clearly talking to the guys who are involved with these labs.
Right.
And they're talking about we have to head off this theory that it came from the lab. Now, maybe they sincerely believe it didn't come from our lab and we don't want anything being brought up, but I think that's a little too generous. Okay. And, you know, you could also say maybe it wasn't a weapons program, because this conversation about gain of function actually goes back years in the scientific community. And a lot of virologists saying, don't do this, you're going to start a pandemic. And the other school of thought, Fauci was a part of it, is that, no, we can create incredible new medications and therapeutics out of this. And vaccines, maybe even a universal vaccine. If you create one virus as all these aspects, you could create a universal vaccine.
It's working out really well.
Yeah.
Got the virus part down.
Yeah.
And to see Fauci is still ruling the roost there. And I don't know if y'all have been following the Dr. Burks stuff, like her new book that came out.
Yeah.
She's essentially admitting in the book, like, yeah, I knew these things weren't that effective, but we need to push it. I knew that 15 days to slow the spread wouldn't be enough, but it was the foot in the door.
And what freaking drives me nuts is that we've been saying that for 2 years, and for 18 months of those 2 years, we were psychopaths.
Right.
We were crazy right-wingers that needed to be silenced and possibly put in some kind of camp.
Well, you probably think they're turning the freaking frogs gay now.
Freaking frogs gay.
Yeah. No, it's insane. We live in crazy times. But here's the deal. The truth is crazy. And before, people didn't have to worry their pretty little heads because everything was... It's not... Fake news isn't right. It's more manufactured news. So there's grains of truth throughout it.
Crafted narrative.
But it's crafted. And so now that people will craft their own narratives... Look, for instance, this Wikipedia changed the definition of what a recession means. Thank God that in real time, people... on Twitter and other vehicles, other mediums, can say, oh, look at how they changed it. Look at how they're recrafting narratives and definitions in real time. So at least people are wise to what's going on now instead of just being like, well, I watched NBC, so I know the truth.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break.
Well, I watched CBS, but I know the truth.
Scott Pelley's much better than Lester Holt. They sound the same pretty much, but they're slightly
much
different.
Better. Yeah. Brian Williams.
Brywy.
There I was, with bullets flying by my head.
Good old Brywy. This part of the program, in fact, this entire hour, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Now, if you're looking to buy a home, Alabama Home Mortgage is a great local lender you can go to. You can actually meet with them in person, and you'll know that from pre-approval all the way to closing day, they got your back. They'll walk with you hand in hand to get that deal done. But right now, a lot of folks are looking at refinancing. Yes. With the shifting economy, we are, it looks like, in recession. Well, you need to get your own financial house in order. So maybe you do have a lot of credit card debts. Well, it's better to pay interest on a mortgage than on those credit cards.
Yes.
A lot cheaper, number one. And it's a tax write-off.
Tax write-off, baby. Yeah.
There you go. Maybe you're stuck in an adjustable rate mortgage. You thought you'd be moving out of a house in 2-3 years before the rate would even start adjusting, but now you're stuck. You know, plans change.
Yep.
You need to lock in a low rate before these rates continue to climb, which I believe they will. Maybe you've been paying mortgage insurance too long. Whatever it is, whatever your strategy, whatever you need, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you. So call Kim Williams and her team today at 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web and apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and her team prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan silver dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-473-0982 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-473-0982. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-473-0982 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-473-0982.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're so closely associated with the city of New York.
Yeah.
You, of all people, understand the passion surrounding 9/11. What do you say to those family members who protested earlier this week and will be doing so again on Friday?
Well, nobody's gotten to the bottom of 9/11, unfortunately, and they should have, as to the maniacs that did that horrible thing to our city, to our country, to the world. So nobody's really been there, but I can tell you that there are a lot of really great people that are out here today, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to celebrate, and money's going to charity. A lot of money's going to charity. And you have really the best players in the world, many of the best players in the world, and soon you'll probably have all of them.
That was former President Trump. He's hosting a golf tournament with the new Saudi League that is controversial to many. But I just love that. It's such a rich person thing. Like to go from,
we haven't gotten to the bottom of 9/11 at all. Don't you love breathy Trump too when he's kind of calm? But it's such a beautiful day. Yeah, we'll figure out 9/11 later. A lot of charity money. Yeah, we're doing all right.
Well, there's a new straw poll that came out. This was at the Talking Points USA conference, and 78.7% of attendees said they would vote for Trump. 19% said they would vote for Ron DeSantis. 1% said Kristi Noem. About 0.5% said they'd vote for Mike Pompeo. 0.3% said they'd vote for Ted Cruz. 0.3% said they'd vote for Nikki Haley. 0.3% said they'd vote for Mike Pence. Not good for Pence, Haley, Cruz, and Pompeo. Or Noem. I mean, there's no surprise really here. But actually, that's to Ron DeSantis' credit. To get that big of a number with Trump still in the race is impressive.
Well, and at the end of the day, this is the thing that all Republicans need to look at, like right now. Like, this should be blown up, all of their inboxes. They should just sit and meditate and look at this chart. What are the two things that the only people who register on this chart at all, what are the two things that they have in, or excuse me, the two people, what is the one thing they have in common?
And both from Florida, basically.
Well, that
spray tans.
That's it. Spray tans. No, the fact that they are fighting all of the nonsense with everything they have. They're pushing back against the crazy.
Yeah.
Right? And even Kristi Noem, she only got 1%, but it's still double Mike Pompeo. And Kristi Noem is in that same category of, like, we're not doing that COVID crap here.
Right.
Right? And so each and every one of these people has proven that they want to fight for the people that they represent. Right? And well, and they're proven fighters. And when you actually go and fight for the people you represent and represent them well, they're going to support you no matter, you know, the crazy things that have happened to Trump. And I've said there's no way Donald Trump loses, and I mean, this is just showing it. I was disenfranchised with Trump after him coming in and just the way that he always does anytime he gets involved in Alabama elections. It's just, oh, my gosh, make it stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And so I was kind of disenfranchised with him. And then that run of Supreme Court, you know, excellence, right? And it's directly tied to what he did. He made a ton of promises when he ran for president, and then he came and fulfilled all of them.
Right.
That's never been done, probably in the history of politics.
Well, there is James K. Polk.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, don't forget Polk.
And you think about, I mean, crazy things that they said couldn't be done, he did in a phone call. Like moving the, and I could care less where the embassy in Jerusalem is. Really could not care less.
Everybody promised it, but he did it.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't care less, but They said it couldn't be done.
Yep.
They said they'd do it. Then they tried to do it, and then it couldn't be done. Sorry, I tried, guys. And he's like, move it. And they said, and moved it. And I was like, exactly. Well, that was easy.
And they put another barrier in front of it. Well, to build an embassy from the ground up, sir, would cost billions of dollars, all the security protocols we need in there. He goes, is there another building? Can we just buy the building? And that's what they did.
Yeah.
That we could just retrofit real quick for about